Namaste. My name is Hui Zimra. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak what causes addiction. I've seen a movie about the reason, and I think this is wrong. In the movie, the author is telling that we take drugs because we don't live in a perfect world. First, we live in a perfect world. Our world is already perfect. Think this over. Second, we are not mice. So with the mice, they had made an experiment. If the mice are live alone with bad food, maybe with noise, bad environment, then they choose drugs over not to eat drugs. But if they are in a perfect company with other mice, good food, they don't take drugs. Then the conclusion, this is true also for human beings. Oh my God. For instance, Krabi Thailand. I live there. No? Krabi Thailand is one of the most beautiful places in the world. With excellent food, excellent spas and recreation. You have here really great weather. What you need more? Oh, beautiful girls and lady boys, and all for a reasonably price, low price. You can stay here. And then you see everywhere the tourists are taking drugs like crazy. It's hardly not to see any tourist who doesn't take any drugs besides the Muslims. So the real reason for addiction is much more. So I've learned it from the university, the most successful therapy center for drug addiction. The first reason is suppressed negative feelings. Then you have problems that you can't solve. Fear, anger, sadness, depression, frustration. That you don't have the right sex partner or that you can't share your sex with the other person. And then no meaning in your life. I don't know which meaning mice have. Okay. So, and how we can solve this? If we want to solve a problem, then we have to eliminate the cause who had caused the problem. Makes sense. The same thing is true for addiction. We have to eliminate the cause, and then the addiction is done. For instance, somebody is very sick, very fat, and so on. The first thing is we should look and ask why this guy is eating too much, too less exercise, or living an unhealthy lifestyle. And this why gives us the answer. And then he can change with his why when he has the answer, his life. And afterwards, it's much easier to stick to a healthy lifestyle. It's just so simple. And so it works nearly everything without nearly any exception. Find first the cause. And then change it, problem is solved. Okay, thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.